Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson. So for all of you that are just starting out in Spanish or want to reinforce the basics, this level is for you. And today we're talking about for better or for worse. We're comparing.
Yes, we're going to use better or worse. We're going to use those adverbs.
Okay, so what is our keyword for today?
The keyword is peor.
Peor.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is worse.
Yes, peor.
Okay, so I think we have somebody who is doing worse. Why don't we listen to the dialogue for the first time?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Todavía en la terapia?
No, ya no voy.
¿Y te sientes mejor?
No, peor.
Qué pena.
Second time.
¿Todavía en la terapia?
No, ya no voy.
¿Y te sientes mejor?
No, peor.
Qué pena.
Third time.
¿Todavía en la terapia?
No, ya no voy.
¿Y te sientes mejor?
No, peor.
Qué pena.
All right, we're back. So obviously this person is feeling peor.
Yes. I don't think it's
this
working.
This is a very sad dialogue, Liliana.
Well, it's not sad because like the guy is like, qué pena. I don't think he really cares.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's what makes it kind of sad. All right, but we're going to guide you through a translation.
Todavía en la terapia.
Still in therapy.
Todavía en la terapia.
Still in therapy.
Todavía en la terapia. No. Ya no voy.
No, I don't go anymore.
No, ya no voy.
Nope, I don't go anymore.
No, ya no voy. ¿Y te sientes mejor?
And do you feel better?
¿Y te sientes mejor?
Do you feel any better?
¿Y te sientes mejor? No, peor.
Nope, I feel worse.
No, peor.
Nope, worse.
No, peor. Qué pena.
Too bad.
Qué pena.
Too bad.
Qué pena.
All right, so obviously he's not going to therapy. He's not feeling any better. This is not looking good.
I know, but the other speaker is like, too bad.
Whatever. All right, so why don't we go back to the first line? Let's take a look at this word here, todavía.
Yes, todavía. This is an adverb of time. Okay, so todavía, still.
Still. Right, so still in therapy?
En la terapia.
Okay, so you're basically asking, are you still in therapy?
Mm-hmm.
What if I want to say, he still hasn't arrived?
Todavía no llega.
Okay, what if I want to say, I still don't have money?
Todavía no tengo dinero.
What if I want to say, I haven't gotten married yet?
Todavía no me caso.
Okay, I still haven't gotten married. Okay, so that's the way you use todavía. And, well, the guy said, no, I don't go anymore.
No, ya no voy.
Okay, so no is the negative. But what about ya no voy?
Ya is like any longer.
That's right. So he doesn't go anymore or any longer. So ya no voy. Now, as you can see, the verb voy is the verb ir,
mm-hmm.
right? So what if we replace this verb voy and I say I don't have any more?
Ya no tengo.
I don't dance anymore.
Ya no bailo.
What if I say I don't study anymore?
Ya no estudio.
What if I say I don't work anymore?
Ya no trabajo.
Okay, so see, it's very easy. Ya no, and then you add the verb right there. Trabajo, estudio, etc. All right, and the person asks, so are you feeling better?
¿Y te sientes mejor?
All right, so in Spanish, the word y, or the y that you see there is pronounced y, means and. And he's asking, are you feeling better?
Te sientes mejor.
Okay, so te sientes. Sientes is the verb sent. And in this case, it's in the second person singular of the indicative form. Okay, so here we have our adverb of comparison, mejor.
Mm-hmm. So we said that our keyword is peor. This is the antonym.
Okay, this is better. So peor is worse. Mejor is
better.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you feel better?
Yes. And then the person says, no, peor. This is also an adverb of comparison, and this means bad, inferior. Mejor, it means good, superior. Peor, it means bad, inferior.
Okay, and then we have a fixed phrase there. Qué pena.
Qué pena.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad. Oh, I'm sorry. Too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Qué pena. So I guess you use qué pena whenever, like, you hear bad news, right? I was like, oh, I don't know.
I lost my job.
Oh, qué pena.
Qué pena.
Okay, so you're kind of sympathizing with the person.
Yes.
All right, why don't we go back and listen to the dialogue again?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Todavía en la terapia?
No, ya no voy.
¿Y te sientes mejor?
No, peor.
Qué pena.
Second time.
¿Todavía en la terapia?
No, ya no voy.
¿Y te sientes mejor?
No, peor.
Qué pena.
Third time.
¿Todavía en la terapia?
No, ya no voy.
¿Y te sientes mejor?
No, peor.
Qué pena.
All right, so talking about therapy, this is a very good thing, obviously, if you're having problems and, you know, you're dealing with difficult situations. But I think this in Latin America doesn't really, I don't think it's as popular as in other cultures or places, right?
Oh, no, no, no. In Latin America, if you say you're in therapy, it's like, what?
It has to be something very serious for you to be in therapy.
Exactly. Like, remember that our culture is very, I don't know, we tend to be almost dying in order to ask for people's help.
Right.
You know, we're not that, I don't know if it's like you're proud or you're uncomfortable, mm-hmm. but it has to do with our culture. Mm-hmm. You know, it means that if you cannot solve your own problems, it means that you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way people perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing, obviously.
It is kind of sad seeing that, you know, we're not very open to this type of thing, to therapy or to getting preventive help, because maybe you're dealing with depression and then, you know, you're maybe likely to commit suicide, right? So if obviously people were more open to receiving therapy, it would work out. But yeah, I think maybe even there are a field of study like psychology and all that, but I think usually they go into HR or maybe specific clinics, but I've never really heard of many people having their own, or being psychologists and receiving clients and people and talking to them about their problems and stuff.
Yeah, definitely it's a different culture. It's changing. I have friends that are in therapy and they can talk about it, but definitely they will never talk about it, you know, like in front of people they don't know. And Americans, I think they're more comfortable about it. You know, they say like, oh, well, I have therapy, or my therapist like told me this and that.
Right.
But in Latin America, that would be weird. If you say that, believe me, it's going to be like, really? So what? Like, immediately
people are going to be curious.
Yeah, they're going to be curious and they're going to think there's something wrong with you. You know, that it's just weird. It's just the culture. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's how it is.
But I think in Latin America, people are like, really?
What's wrong with you?
Why were you in therapy? Not out of like being mean or anything. They're just very curious because obviously it's probably not a very common thing.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's just a little bit different, but it's all in good fun, right?
Yeah.
All right. So if you guys have any questions or you want to leave some comments, we're always available for you at SpanishPod.com. And we'll see everyone there.